A few years back, a South End string band wrote a little ditty about the Barefoot Bandit and submitted it to the Ron and Don show on Cairo Radio. At the time, the slot with the largest listen audience in the entire Pacific Northwest. We got something like 25,000 hits. And the band, unaccustomed to primetime notoriety, had heads swelled to the size of Goodyear blimps. Well, the size of pumpkins, anyway. Okay, my idea. As we followed our number of hits daily, we noticed at the bottom the comments section, so naturally we checked to see what our admiring public had to say about our soon-to-be classic Side A. To say it was an eye-opener is an understatement. It was a stick in the eye is what it was. A few dozen trolls unloading on us for everything from celebrating a criminal to undermining the Judeo-Christian faith. Stuff so far off the wall it was hard to get our mind around what they were driving at. Except they sure did seem angry and angrier, dumping the toxic waste and their disgust with the world into their commentary. I didn't really understand then, and probably don't now, this trolling stuff. I mean, are people really this creepy? The poisonous venom spewed in those comments was troubling, and it still is. Occasionally I peek at the comments to some news feed, just to see what the peanut gallery has to say, and invariably find myself blown back by the sheer unadulterated nastiness. Maybe I sometimes think it's just seven maladjusted teenage guys venting their rage at a childhood with no toys and bad parents. After I get the taste of their venom out of my mouth, I desist peeking at these commentaries for a few more months. Who needs to spoil their day reading noxious stuff from people you hopefully will never meet? It's worse even than the punk who flips you off in his car for some unknown slight. You want to follow him to the gas station and see what's bothering him? Seven guys. Not like him. I've been trying to wrap my head around this country voting for a mean-spirited, misogynistic, racist bully who shoots from the lip via tweet at every imagined slight. All I can come up with is there are a lot more trolls than those seven dwarfs. And they not only vent on the comment section, they vote.